Hey guys, welcome to Base Camp Devotions, Day 4, The Wave. Based on Swanson's description of the length of time it took the wave to reach his boat after overtopping Cenotaph Island near the bay's entrance, the wave may have been traveling up to 600 miles per hour. On July 9, 1958, one of the most remarkable natural events in recorded history happened in a place called LaToya Bay. A massive tsunami washed across the bay, obliterating everything in its path. At its peak, the wave reached 1,720 feet high, 250 feet taller than the Empire State Building. Entire forests were leveled. The land was stripped of its soil down to raw bedrock. LaToya Bay is tucked into southwest Alaska. It's a narrow fjord about 7 miles long and 2 miles wide, and it's no stranger to violent upheaval. Four tsunamis over 100 feet high have been recorded there. In 1854, 395 feet. 1899, 200 feet. 1936, 490 feet. And in 1958, 1,740 feet. At 10:16 p.m. on that July night, a 7.7 magnitude earthquake struck the Fairweather Fault, just over 12 miles from LaToya Bay. The tectonic plates violently shifted, tilting the entire bay toward the ocean. A weakened mountainside collapsed into the fjord, triggering a landslide that birthed the highest wave ever recorded in human history. There were three fishing boats anchored near the entrance of LaToya Bay when it happened. One boat sank and its crew was lost. The other two managed to ride out the wave. Survivors Adam Gray, William A. Swanson, and Howard G. Ulrich later shared what they saw. Based on Swanson's account, the wave may have been racing toward them at nearly 600 miles per hour. I'll never forget watching the footage of the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami that killed over 230,000 people in 14 countries. Then, just 7 years later, another one hit off the coast of Tohoku, Japan, leaving 15,870 dead, 6,114 injured, and over 2,800 missing. The root cause of both of these disasters? Earthquakes deep beneath the ocean floor. Debris from the Japanese tsunami still washes ashore in Alaska today. While researching these disasters, I read through several survivor stories. A common theme? People were so paralyzed by fear they could barely remember how to swim. Tens of thousands didn't make it. Tsunamis are raw, unrelenting power. Violent forces that can reshape entire coastlines and generations of life. But the truth is, not all tsunamis are physical. When we're believing lies and don't even realize it, when we're unaware of what's going on beneath the surface in our minds and spirits, it can have a very similar effect. If we don't know how to trace those lies back to their source and replace them with truth, we stay stuck and in the undertow. We get twisted up emotionally, we lose perspective, and just like that, we forget how to swim towards health. One of the biggest problems that many of us face is that we've never been taught how to think about what we're thinking. But that internal earthquake, the underground movement just inside of us, is often the very thing that keeps us from living the life Jesus promised. That's why 2 Corinthians 10:5 is so powerful. It says that we are to take every thought captive to make it obedient to Christ. That means we need to stop and hold our thoughts up to the light of God's truth and ask ourselves if they pass the test. If our thoughts reek of shame, condemnation, fear, lust, rage, jealousy, or anxiety, we can be sure they're not coming from God. But when our thoughts shift towards love, peace, joy, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, self-control, contentment, when our emotional landscape starts to reflect God's heart, we know truth has begun to take root. And when that happens, it's like opening a pressure release valve. The flood doesn't consume us, the lies don't win, and our story doesn't end in destruction. Healthy beliefs equal healthy thoughts, which create healthy emotions, which create healthy actions. That's the chain reaction, and it starts with what you believe. What you believe fuels how you think. How you think shapes how you feel, and how you feel drives what you do. So if your beliefs are built on lies, the whole chain gets distorted. But when your beliefs are grounded in God's truth, everything begins to align. And that's how you survive the tsunami of lies the enemy tries to drown you with. Base camp check-in question. What's one thought that's been circling your mind lately, and does it pass the test of truth? What lies might be fueling it? Father God, I am done being tossed around by the waves of fear, shame, and lies. I know the enemy wants to drown me in doubt and distortion, but you've given me the authority to take every thought captive and make it bow to your truth. So today, I choose to rise. I choose to fight back, not with force, but with faith. Father, anchor my beliefs in who you are so that my thoughts might become clear, my emotions become steady, and my actions start reflecting your heart. You are not just my shelter in the storm. You are the voice that calms the sea.